O people! Know that Allah has assigned him, that is to say Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen, Ali, as a guardian and a leader for you whose obedience is obligatory for the immigrants, the helpers, and those who follow them in goodness and for everyone, whether nomad or city resident, Arab or non-Arab, free or slave, young or old, white or black, and for every monotheist. His decree, that is to say Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen, Ali's decree is to be carried out, his saying is sanctioned as law, and his command is effective. Cursed is whoever opposes him, blessed with mercy is whoever follows him, faithful is whoever acknowledges his virtues and rights. Indeed, Allah has covered him and those who listen to him and obey him with mercy and forgiveness. O people! This is the last stand I make in this gathering, thus, listen, obey, and submit to the command of your Lord, for Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, is your master, then his messenger, Muhammad, who is now addressing you, is your master. Then, after me, Ali is your master and your leader by the command of Allah, your Lord. Then, leadership shall be in my progeny, within his offspring, until the day you meet Allah and his messenger. Nothing is lawful except what Allah declared so in his book, as well as his messenger, and them, that is to say, the 12 infallible imams, and nothing is unlawful except Allah declared so in his book, as well as his messenger, and them. For Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, has informed me of the permissible and the forbidden things and I have made known to him, that is to say, Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen, Ali, what my Lord has taught me of his book, the permissible, and the forbidden things. O people! There is no knowledge except that Allah has kept its account in the heart of me and I have recorded the details of all the knowledge that I was taught, in the heart of the leader of the pious Ali, peace be upon him. Certainly, there is no knowledge except that I have taught it to Ali, and he is the evident Imam whom Allah mentions in the chapter of Yasin. And we have kept the detailed account of everything in an evident Imam. O people! Do not stray from him, nor should you flee from him, nor should you refuse his guardianship and his authority, for he is the one who guides to truth and acts upon it, and crushes falsehood and proscribes it, accepting no blame, in the path of Allah, from any blamer. He is the first to believe in Allah and in his messenger, and he is the one who offered his life as a sacrifice for the messenger of Allah. I commanded him, on behalf of Allah, to sleep in my bed, and he did it to sacrifice himself for me. He was with the messenger of Allah when no one among men worshipped Allah in the company of his messenger other than him. O people! Prefer him over all others, for Allah has indeed preferred him, and turn to him, for Allah has indeed appointed him as your guide. O people! He is an Imam authorized by Allah, and Allah shall never turn to anyone in mercy who denies his authority, nor shall he ever forgive him. This is a decisive decree by Allah that he shall do so to anyone who opposes his command about him, and shall torment him with the most painful torment, which lasts forever and ever. Hence, beware lest you oppose him, and thus, arrive at a fire whose fuel is people and stones, prepared for the disbelievers. O people! By Allah, all early prophets and messengers have given the glad tiding of my advent. I am the seal of the prophets and the messengers, and the proof of Allah over all the creatures, of the inhabitants of the heavens and the earths. He who doubts this, is indeed a disbeliever, with the disbelief of the early era of ignorance. And he who doubts anything of what I have said this day, has doubted all that has been revealed to me. And anyone who doubts any of the Imams, has doubted them all, and anyone who doubts us, shall be in the fire. O people! Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, has bestowed this virtue upon me out of his kindness and his grace. And there is no God but he. My praise is for him forever and ever, and in all circumstances. O people! Prefer Ali over all others, for he is the best of the people, men or women, after me so long as Allah sends down his sustenance and so long as the creation exists. Under curse and again under curse, under wrath and again under wrath, is he who rejects the saying of mine and does not agree with it. Certainly, Gabriel has informed me of this from Allah, the Most High, who also said, "Anyone who bears enmity against Ali and refuses his authority, for him shall be my curse and my wrath." Thus, every soul should look to what he has sent forth for the morrow. Be watchful of your duty towards Allah lest you should oppose him and your foot should slip after its stability. Verily, Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. O people! He, that is to say, Ali, is the side of Allah that is mentioned in Allah's book. He, the Exalted, says, lest a soul should then say, "Ah! Woe unto me that I abused and neglected my duties towards the side of Allah." O people! Reflect on the Quran and comprehend its verses. Look into its clear verses and do not follow its ambiguous parts, for by Allah, none shall be able to explain to you its warnings and its mysteries, nor shall anyone clarify its interpretation, other than the one that I have grasped his hand, brought up beside myself, and lifted his arm, the one about whom I inform you that whomever I am his master, this Ali is his master, and he is Ali ibn Abi Talib, my brother, the executor of my will, whose appointment as your guardian and leader has been sent down to me from Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic. O people! Indeed, I am leaving amongst you two weighty and precious things that if you adhere to both, you will never go astray. Verily, Ali and the pure ones among my offspring are the lesser weight, and the Quran is the greater weight. Each one of the two informs about the other and agrees with it. They shall never part until they return to me at the Pool Al-Kawthar on the Day of Judgment. Behold! They, that is to say, the Ahlul Bayt peace be upon them, are the trustees of Allah amongst His creation, and His people of wisdom on His earth. Thereafter, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him and his progeny, took the upper arm of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Al-Imam Ali by his hand, raised it, and said, "O people! Who has more priority over you than yourself?" People said, "Allah and His Messenger." Then, he, peace be upon him and his progeny, said, "Behold! Whosoever I am his master, this Ali is his master. O Allah! Stay firm in supporting those who stay firm in following him, be hostile to those who are hostile to him, help those who help him, and forsake those who forsake him. O people! This Ali is my brother, the executor of my affairs, the container of my knowledge, my successor over my nation, and over the interpretation the Book of Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, and the true inviter to its implications. He is the one who acts according to what pleases him, fights his enemies, causes to adhere to his obedience, and advises against his disobedience. Surely, he is the successor of the Messenger of Allah, the commander of the believers, the guiding Imam, and the killer of the oath breakers, the transgressors, and the apostates. I speak by the authority of Allah. The word with me shall not be changed. I say with the command of Allah. O Allah! Be the guardian of him who adheres to him. Be the enemy of him who bears enmity against him. Curse him who rejects him. Be wrathful towards him who denies his right. Indeed, I have now fulfilled my duty. Indeed, I have now conveyed the message. Indeed, I have now made you hear it. Indeed, I have now clarified it. Indeed, Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, so said, and so did I on his behalf. Indeed, there is no commander for the faithful save this brother of mine, and it is not permissible to call anyone other than him with the title of the commander of the believers after my departure.